All right, we will continue on. Next on our agenda, number 13, I believe we will hear, we've already got our Director Van Meter in with us. Welcome,
Good
sir.
morning, Madam Chair, Commissioners, Secretary Rolnick. Yeah, I'm going to visit with you a little bit. If you turn to tab 13 about our two programs, federal pots of money that we as a division administer. First one is the RTP program, the Recreational Trails Program. This is an 80-20 program. As you can see at the top there, it's generated by gas tax from motorized trail use with the Federal Highway Administration. So every year we receive an allocation of money from the federal government that we work with our, not only do we use to fund projects within the department, but we also work with our recreational partners across the state that that offer recreational opportunities to the public. So we send out a notice every year offering those folks to submit an application for funding of a project. And as you can see down under the non-motorized diversified list, we've got a handful of projects there. I believe there's eight of them listed. All over the state, the pot of money is actually broken into two different segments, both motorized and then non-motorized or diversified. That's just the way the federal government requires us to allocate that money out. So a lot of the money in the motorized section ends up coming back to the department and is used for the snowmobile program out in the Black Hills. We rarely get an application for a motorized trail project there. So we use that money to supplement our budget, our snowmobile program budget, and do great things out there. This year, we are going to do a little perimeter fencing project at Oahe downstream with our OHV area. And then the bulk of the money goes towards the non-motorized projects. Again, we do some department projects with like the George S. Mickelson Trail, the Oahe Downstream Recreation Area project there, which is a trail extension and repair. But then we also offer money up to communities, cities across the state. See the city of Aberdeen, city of Mobridge, city of Springfield, Tyndall, and Watertown. And then kind of a new one this year was the Western Dakota Technical College here in Rapid City, just connecting their trail system to the community's trail system. So overall, this year we awarded $772,000, just about $773,000 worth of grants or money to those cities. We retained for some of the state projects $811,000, total $1.5 million in money. So we received 17 applications. 11 of those projects were funded. So with that, I would, if you have any questions, otherwise I'll move into the LWCF portion.
Any questions for Director Van Meter? And I just have one. I know I had a community reach out to me, and I believe I forwarded it to you and your team from Java. They were interested in one of these. When typically do applications need to come in?
So the funding for these operates on the federal government's fiscal year. So it starts October 1st. We typically do a spring application period. So at that point, they had already missed that deadline, unfortunately, but we were in contact with them so that they could apply for next year.
Very good. All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Madam Chair.
Yes, please.
May I have a question to Commissioner White? How does this get information get out to these communities? Is it through the Municipal League, or how do these communities, I know they may read about this, hear about this, but for the information of what they are eligible for and what the parameters are for the use of funds, where does this information come to these communities from?
To the Chair, Commissioner White. Yes, we do a news release, of course, through the department's media feeds. But our grants coordinator, Randy Kittle, also works with the Municipal League. In fact, they have a meeting coming up this next month that he will be attending.
Thank you.
So, yeah, and You know, some communities, probably the smaller ones, aren't always part of those things and don't become aware of those things, but we do try to get the word out. It's a wonderful program that, you know, they've got a 20% match they need to come up with. It allows them to really expand the entire trail system in the state of South Dakota. So very popular.
Excellent. Additional questions? All right, seeing none, we'll keep moving on.
Okay, the second program that we have funded for many decades has been the Land and Water Conservation Fund. This is kind of a unique program in that it comes from the royalties from offshore oil leases. Obviously, we don't have a lot of those in South Dakota, but we as a state get some of those monies. We work with the National Park Service to administer this program. This is a 50-50 program. This program has not only funded many, many projects in game fishing parks with our park system, but also state projects across the state over the years. Again, it's a 50-50 match this year. We received 24 applications. 10 of those were funded, plus the department projects. So 10 community projects. You can kind of see the breakout there. $898,000 went to city projects. The rest, $1.8 million, went to state projects. Again, we use these funds for many of the projects, many of the new developments at Palisades State Park, and many of our other projects across the state. But the communities also take advantage of this. We've got a list there of projects from the city of Aberdeen, Beersford, Bryant, Corsica, Fulton, Huron, Lead, Mitchell, T. There's no requirements in terms of the size of the city. We try to spread it out as best we can. A lot of it's weighted on the application they receive. This year, we did put some prioritization to those project requests. We wanted to see things that really matched up with the SCORP document, the State Comprehensive Outdoor Recreation Plan, which we put together every 5 years. And these projects, for the most part, all fit those priorities. So pretty excited about that. We see these communities as partners in providing recreation across the state. It's not just up to the game fishing parks, but they also are part of that. So, again, with that, I would open it up to any questions.
Questions for Director Van Meteren or comments? Seeing none, we appreciate the update.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.